On Black Friday alone, Utah retailers averaged $4,604 in single-day revenue, according to Brad Plotho, the Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Wamply.
So surprisingly, we found that Black Friday across the board is the best sales day for small independent retailers of the entire year. Typically, we associate Black Friday with big box retailers, Best Buy, Walmart. Turns out that small retailers also see a huge lift on that day, and Utah is no exception.
Local Utah retailers averaged $2,967 on Cyber Monday, putting them at the fifth best Cyber Monday in the country.
Not just the case that on Cyber Monday people log onto their phones or their computers and buy on Amazon. They're spending money and they're in the mood to spend money, and we see that that actually trickles over into physical business sales as well.
Small Business Saturday is not the most important sales day of the year, but Utah retailers are still ranked sixth compared to other states. Al's Sporting Goods, based in Logan, Utah, has been in business for almost 100 years, according to President and CEO Chris Larson. He says keeping up with big name brand stores during the holidays isn't a problem.
If you go look at all of our prior Black Friday ads, lay them out on the counter, and then go look at all of our competitors, we're knocking their socks off on everything. And that's why it's pandemonium in our store.
Larson says stores like his are often able to make stronger community connections along with the good deals during the holiday season. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.